Clinic. When you or someone you love has a heart condition, turn to Cleveland Clinic, the number one heart program.
You know, Aaron's still out with that sinus thing, man. And yeah, take it easy, darling. I'm telling you, lots of folks getting knocked down by this. So it's Ryan and Angie this morning, along with you guys, 248-398-9279. Well, give me the number, because if you're new to the show, Ryan's been brawling with a skunk at his house in Livonia for how many months now?
Four or five months.
At one point, it actually gassed the house. But the one time you had to go home, you were sick to your stomach.
Oh, yeah, we had to leave the house.
Heidi was sick, your fiance. She was like, Ralph Yorkin all over the place. And you finally gave up. You've placed boards, you've done concrete, you've tried to keep it from underneath the house.
Yeah, I've done everything I think I could possibly do.
So now we got the trap. You put a picture up over the weekend. What do they use as bait?
Cat food and marshmallows, and then I poured some bacon grease in there because I heard that was really good.
Okay, so this has been up for a couple days now, and there was some noise last night, so we caught the skunk, right?
I wish. I woke up this morning and I started putting on clothes, changing, getting ready to leave, and I just heard like, wah, wah, wah. I don't know if that's an accurate sound, but pretty close to that, outside of my house, outside of the window, like by the area where they were getting in.
Okay.
And I know it wasn't under my house. I could just tell by where the sound was coming from.
So you figure it's got to be in the cage. Caught the skunk.
I'm like, the thing's mad and in the cage, or it's fighting with something, it's gone, but I don't smell anything. Cool. So I walk outside to leave, and I look at the cage, and first glance, I'm like, oh, the door's closed.
You caught the skunk.
I'm like, we got this thing. Let's go. And then I look, nothing in the cage, but it looks like somebody set off like an M80 underneath it. It is tore up underneath at the ground.
So you think the skunk was trying to get at the food that was inside there?
I think so, because it's at the back of the cage so that they can walk up and step on the trap, and maybe him messing with the trap or something caused the door to close. But
you're screwed. You're dealing with a super skunk.
This guy really is, man.
Yeah, you can't deal with it. You need to move.
I think he's fighting with a raccoon, though, because I saw a raccoon in my backyard a couple of nights ago.
Okay.
Just walking around.
All right, Dr. Doolittle. I'm telling you, you're never going to catch a skunk. You are never. 248-398-9279. You need to move.
I'm hoping.
It's over. It's over. This skunk has figured you out completely. He just mocked you. Was the food still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
well, it's frozen, the cat food. That's why I don't know what he's going to eat, cat food slushes.
So he was going to dig underneath there. Why would they do that? 248-398-9279. I'm telling you, the thing's got like one little eye and he talks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm going to eat all your food, the cat food, and then I'm going to break into your house. I'm going to spray from my butt.
I just don't get it. Jumps in his Hummer and drives away after.
That's it. I'm a super skunk. I rule Livonia with an iron hand. You will not trap me. I'm telling you, dude. You're not going to get him. You're dealing with the skunkinator. That's what it is, the skunkinator.
He really is.
It is.
I don't know. I'm like, I just got, I don't know. There's a couple options that
There are no options. You know what you do? You get to the chopper, because I'm the skunkinator, and I own your house, Ryan. You're hiding.
That's what
You're screwed. You're dealing with the skunkinator. I would eat all your cat food and the marshmallows.
I just don't
go out there.
I don't think there's any smell, at least, because Heidi didn't text me this morning, so usually she's on it immediately yelling at me like I threw the skunk smell around.
I'm waiting for the time when you guys are sleeping, and then I will spray you with my butt spray.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Call me Grandpa again, and you and I are going to play a little game called Hide the Wingtip.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Sally, sell seashells by the seashore.
$5, please.
But CSX prefers rocks. It's time for the Sands 2020.
We're discussing Ryan's skunk, which we've now named the Skunkinator of Livonia. It's the most powerful skunk ever created. You can't get rid of this thing, dude. This is 4 months now. You've not been able to get rid of this thing.
One of these AI skunks, I'm telling you. I've always talked about AI taking over, and this is the first sign of it. Animals.
Robotic animals?
Yes.
We test me out in Livonia, and then I'm going to take over the entire southeast of Michigan. I'm the skunkinator. You've tried the mothballs, right? Somebody texts in about mothballs.
Tried those. I put pneumonia all around the house. Ammonia. Sorry. Yeah,
ammonia, not pneumonia. You did not hack and cough.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one for you guys.
Okay, here you go.
I put that all around my house. I blocked off places that I could go. The only place I haven't blocked off fully yet is the place that the trapper guy told me to keep open because he didn't know maybe it's under the house right now
but
or what.
But you've got a cage out. You've got food in it. It's been out since this weekend. Well, the last Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday. Thursday or Friday.
Okay, right. So last week. So it's still nothing, but there was a big brawl last night or something happened in your backyard.
Yeah.
And it was dug underneath?
That's why I can't wait to get home today to look when it's light out, but it definitely looks like somebody was just tearing at the back corners of the cage.
Well, we had a text from the 810 who actually said, point out what that is. You poured bacon grease in there?
Yeah,
I should. The grease dripped down, and the animal's trying to get underneath there because it smells the bacon grease because it's bacon.
Yeah, I should have put it, definitely should have put it on something.
It doesn't matter, because when the skunkinator comes in, and it'll take over your house. I eat your house. You're screwed. You gotta move. You have to move. If there's a realtor in the area, just call Ryan directly and help him out. Seriously, though, I've been getting lots of suggestions on what to do. Is that Jack in Detroit? Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Big Jim. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, listen, I'm listening to your skunk story. Where I used to live, I had problems with a skunk. And we got a live trap, and I put hot dogs in there.
Really?
Just a hot dog on the trigger, and because skunks like meat. And I've caught over about a dozen of them. And no problem. What I did was I catch them at night. I go to work, let them stay in the trap. They try to claw their way out. And by the time I got home, they'd be tired. I throw a blanket over the top of them and take them away.
Okay. All right.
And it really, you know, they didn't bother me. They didn't spray me. You just kind of walk up to them nice. Don't scare them or nothing.
All right.
You know, you walk up to them and they're really cute. And when they start to turn around, well, then you got to back off.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah. Yeah, all right. So there you go. Some good advice. All right, Jack. Well, good luck.
But yeah, the hot dog worked. I can guarantee it worked every time.
It won't work on the skunkinator. Aye, aye, aye.
Skunkinator.
All right. All right. Later, Jack.
All right. Thanks, man.
There you go. Hot dog.
I'm going to try that.
Try a hot dog. You really want to get rid of this skunk? There's one thing you can do.
What's that?
Offer him the head coaching job at Michigan State. He'll leave.
Go! I'm moving to Cincinnati.
651. McJim, Ryan, Angie, Aaron, down with that sinus infection again today, man. Get better. Okay. We've been getting a lot of text messages to people, and the general consensus is this.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
People have been hearing, like, bits and pieces. Are you guys talking about doing 24 hours of Rolling Stones like you did for Bob Seger and like we did for Led Zeppelin? The answer is yes. Our boss, JT, a man that we all love and respect dearly, has given us permission to do this, and we thank you so much for this, JT. Text us, 248-398. He's listening now. How to do that. 248-398-9279. Just 24. Just the number's 24. That's it. And then sign the petition, which is one line. Your name. You don't have to do all that other fancy stuff. It's one line. If we get enough on the petition, we put that in front of JT, and he'll give us 24 hours of Rolling Stones music. Seriously, fan clubs picked it up yesterday, too. It was kind of cool. Some of the Rolling Stone clubs have been talking about around the country, and I think we're just getting started with this. So our goal is by, I think, the end of the month. I don't know. JT was talking about it yesterday. We'll probably call and wake him up a little bit. But that's it. 24. Just text that in. The number 24. Or, you know, either way. If you spell it out, will it work, too? Okay. Cool. I'll make sure. So we're working. You're serious, aren't you?
Yeah.
100? Okay. 7 o'clock, it's Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Ryan Logan here, our producer, and Angie. Aaron out today with that sinus infection. Get better, Aaron. We were talking about, we'll get to the clip in a second. This guy screwed up someone's name and replaced it with a significantly worse name. But you were telling me what?
So this, I just looked it up to make sure I had it right. It's called the Dunbar number. Robin Dunbar, his name was.
Okay.
And he came up with the study that you can only remember, people can only remember 150 names and faces in their head. That's like what you have stored.
That's the limit?
Yeah.
Oh, we're all, I'm.
At a time.
Come on. That's real?
It's a real thing. Yeah, you can read about it. If you just Google the Dunbar number,
okay.
It comes up.
I'm horrible with names.
Oh, me too. So I call everybody dude and man. What's up, dude? How you doing, man? It's easier that way.
Our son, Adam, when people don't know his name, because he's a little bit shorter, right? He gets buddy all the time.
Hey, buddy. Nothing worse than that.
He knows right away that someone doesn't know his name. Any of our friends or family, buddy. Well, you know,
nothing hey, worse buddy. Than that. That
hey,
or guy.
Buddy.
Hey, guy. When people call you guy.
So here's the announcers at a basketball game, and Ron Burgundy was there. They had, you know, the Ron Burgundy heads there waving them in the crowd. But the guy really, well.
And we're having a little audio issues, but usually I tone you out anyway.
Ron Jeremy.
No, Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. Ron Jeremy. That's a whole nother, that's a whole nother channel. I know he's a famous Ron.
Huh, okay. Well, good for you. Ron?
I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Okay. You can't come back from that. Because your friends are going to ask you, how do you know who that person is?
Yeah, you just got to own it. Just own it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. The guy's a fan of the classical films.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's up for an Academy Award. Trust me. Headline for our Renewing of the Vows, Coney style, will be at American Coney on Friday morning. Each one of the 10 couples gets pavilion tickets for Kiss. $50 Atkins Pie, $15 from Viviano's. Of course, you get the whole lunch there. We'll have a Coney cake, and it's on Valentine's Day, 11 a.m. or so. So, keyword Coney, just text us, and you got to get signed up for it. By 10 a.m. tomorrow, we'll pick 10 couples. But in the midst of all that, we're doing something else. Now, Ryan, our producer here, is getting married in November to the lovely and talented Heidi.
Yep.
Who is not available because she has to work at her job on Friday. So we were planning like a walkthrough, like a rehearsal for you to make it easier in November.
Yeah, just a little practice wedding.
So we're going to do a practice wedding on Friday. We're going to do it, but we couldn't get Heidi, obviously, because she's working.
Right.
So Steven here, one of our fine promotions folks, who you've seen many times in our City of the Week videos, is going to fill in. He'll be playing the role of Heidi. We've named him Guidey.
Guidey, okay.
Guidey. So I'm doing the vows, right? But I need some help with this. This is actually... Oh, where's the match game music? You guys ready to fill in the blank? 248-398-9279. It's like, we'll start off with I, Ryan, take the guiding to blank. 248-398-9279. It's almost like a cross between match game and Mad Libs. But seriously, you guys are going to help us fill out the vows. And this is what we'll read on Friday for your practice wedding. So the first thing is we got to start with the open. I, Ryan, take the guidey to blank. 248-398-9279.
I'm trying. Everything's just Coney themed and I can't think of anything.
Really? It doesn't have to be Coney themed. It could be anything. Yeah, keep you on your toes, though.
I know, that's true.
I, Ryan, take the guidey to blank. 248-398-9279.
It's going to be really weird, though, when I get cold feet and go sprinting out of America.
I can't do this. Is he dressing up? Is he going to wear anything?
Supposedly, he's got a dress. He told me he's bringing one, so.
Oh, wait till you see what he's got for the night. You guys are doing a honeymoon thing, too?
It is Valentine's Day.
No, stop. No, no. What's the matter with the... Our third annual Renewing of the Vows at American Coney Island this Friday morning. We'll be down there right after the show, about 11 a.m. 10 couples get, not only do they get to be part of the wedding, we'll renew your vows there. You get pavilion tickets for Kiss, $50 from Viviano's for the best flowers in town, and then a $50 gift certificate from Wendy and everybody at Atkins Pie Company. All that per couple. Seriously. You get until 10 a.m. tomorrow to sign up. Texas keyword is Coney. Coney. Text us. We'll get you the link. And then just put a photo up there and click a little note. Got it. Good. Okay. Something else we're doing is Ryan here is getting married in November, so we're doing a run-through. Like a dress rehearsal on Friday.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, his significant other, Heidi, who we all love, can't make it. Well, no problem. We got Steven in promotions who's going to fill in as your bride on Friday.
Yep. Take your place.
We've renamed him Guidey instead of Heidi. So I figured it would be kind of fun to almost a match game kind of. Remember Mad Libs? This is sort of a Mad Lib thing. You guys, 248-398-9279, are going to help us write the vows that I'm going to do. I'm going to officiate on Friday. I, Ryan, take the guidey, doing the air quotes, to blank. I, Ryan, take the guidey to blank. Doesn't have to be Coney themed, whatever it is. 248-398-9279. Although, Patrick had a good one. You ready?
Yeah.
I, Ryan, take the guidey to be the cheese on your chili even when your buns get soft. That's not bad. That's not bad. 248-398-9279.
Oh,
Robbie, what's up, man?
Not bad.
Because here we go. I, Ryan, take the guidey to blank.
To not hold and always forget.
Lovely. Lovely. Are you speaking from experience there?
Sorta. I've been married twice.
Hey, man. Get it right the second time. All right, Robbie. Thank you, bud.
Yep, no problem. Bye.
There you go, bud. Just keyword, of course, is
dumb.
That's Ryan right there. Aaron's out today. Sinus infection. Get better. So, let's go back to Florida here. Guy pulls in. He's going to put some gasoline in his boat. Going to get out there on the water. So, grabs the pump. Puts the card in. Starts pumping gasoline. But he missed. You'll see the photos, what we're talking about. Instead of putting it into the, I don't know, the gas cap and putting it into the gas tank for the boat, he put it into the fishing pole holders. You know, the tall metal tubes that come off the back of the boat?
Oh, yeah.
How many gallons did he pour in there, Ryan?
He put $40 worth. So, that's a lot of gallons of gasoline.
So this wasn't an oops, my bad. This was, he kept going. Now, we've got photos, too. So we're not making this up. If you want to see him, of course, again, keyword is
dumb.
Yeah, it'll come right to your phone and you can see it. He kept going. And then he stopped and realized, or ran out, I don't know what, he must have stopped at $40 and figured he'd filled up the boat.
He finally realized that what was happening. Oh, now I got to fill up the real tank. So he put another $60 in the real gas tank.
Now you're like, so he got the gasoline out of the boat before he did that? No. He just went right to filling another $60 there. What was he thinking?
I don't know, because what are you going to do with that gas? I guess at that point you're like, yeah, somebody's going to come and clean this up, right? Might as well get the boat gassed up now.
When you see the photos, you just start shaking your head. You do. Keyword dumb. We'll send it right to your phone. Anyone having an issue with gasoline other than putting it in your car? 248-398-9279.
I never
poured that much gasoline.
Yeah, I never poured that much. I've used gasoline and almost blew up my neighborhood. Remember that when I first moved out to Brighton?
I tried burning
a bunch of stuff and used gas and it just turned it into a bomb.
We're Detroiters. What we do. We like doing that stuff. 248-398-9279. But seriously, though, you got to see the photos and figure out how the hell this guy did this. I see people texting in right now. 248-398-9279. Well, you know what? Here's what you do.
Miss any of our daily dummy stories? Text the keyword dumb to 248-398-WCSX.
Dude, I'll trade you my Alice Cooper bobblehead and Kiss Rub and Play for your autographed Zeppelin 4.
Rub and Play?
No.
Turn under the weather. Sinus bug, man, jumped up and bit her. So, you better, Aaron. She needs to get back here so she can smack the crap out of you. All right. Anyone who's been in a marriage, I think in particular women are going to calibrate you on this. So, Ryan, you and Heidi are getting married in November.
Yeah.
And it's not a church wedding. It's more you're having something at the venue where the reception is, right?
Yeah, just the ceremony and then the reception.
Am I doing the vows?
Yeah, that's the plan now, unless Heidi changes her mind. So
well,
be
I'm
nice
out.
To
I'm
her.
Not doing it because you jinxed it.
I think $1,000 will lock those vows in for you.
I'm on radio. $100 and a free corn dog, and I'm yours, man. He just told us in the studio that they're going to see each other before the ceremony to take pictures and stuff. You can't see the bride before the wedding, dude.
See,
No.
I know that's the whole traditional thing of it, but when we were sitting there, we're like, we could save some time if we do it this way, so maybe it's a good idea. Save some time, take some pictures before.
Yeah, that way you can take pictures when you're divorced in 3 years. You're
killing
the wedding.
This is just some, like, the raining on a wedding day, all that stuff I think is stupid.
Well, don't worry about the rain thing. You can't control the weather, but you can control this. 248-398-9279. And you're not staying with her the night before. You're staying in a hotel somewhere else, right?
No.
What the hell are you doing?
We stay at our house, wake up, and then go our separate ways. I don't get the big deal out of all this stuff.
No. No. You can't do this. Dude, I'm not... come on.
Well, especially from... I'm so unbelievably superstitious. I do the same thing.
Then
you,
why
you know,
aren't you doing
very
this
OCD
for your own
about
wedding?
Things. So it's weird that I'm okay with this.
This
but
is
I just
crazy.
Don't believe in that kind of thing. I'm like, if you guys are cool, you're cool. You guys are going to like each other. So I told her anyways, we just got to make it 3 years. That's all.
That's the over-under? What are you, on Bovada with your wedding?
Over under 3 years.
Oh,
I'm Harold Letterman.
248-398-9279. So Ryan and Angie are going to see each other before the wedding to take pictures, and they're going to be together the night before the wedding as well. Dude, you are tempting
the
God.
Heidi, not Angie.
Did I say Angie?
I'm not marrying Angie.
Heidi, sorry, my bad. I'm so flustered right now. I'm flustered.
I know, you're mad about this.
I am. I'm with your mom on this, Liz, 100%. You can't do this.
Yeah, she's very traditional about that.
You cannot do this, dude. You can't see her the night before the wedding, and you cannot see her until the actual ceremony.
I just thought we could save time. More drinks.
Too far.
Even though I got stopped on that, too.
248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. If you want to talk to Ryan, you can call right here to the studio. You can't do this, dude. Seriously. It's bad juju.
Okay.
It's bad karma. You're messing with karma.
I think I'll be fine. No.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I think it'll be okay. Like I said, 3 years is the... I just got to make it 3.5 and I'll cover. I'm not betting on my wedding. I'm sorry, Heidi.
Okay. It may not matter because I'm not sure this is going to... I'm not sure... Yeah. You found out? Okay.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
So smooth.
So strong.
So cool.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Big Jim's House brought to you in part by Cleveland Clinic. When you or someone you love has a heart condition, turn to Cleveland Clinic, the number one heart program.
94.7 WCSX. Welcome to Big Jim's House. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Vince Neil.
Woo!
That's all I'm going to say about that. You'll hear it. Trust me. And then you'll be in your car going, woo! Producer Ryan here. Aaron's out today. Sinus infection still under the weather. Get better, Aaron. And are you ready to get ripped on this one? Are you sure about this one?
I think I'm going to.
This
just
is
bring
be
it on
uncomfortable. Then. Okay, so Ryan is getting married and Heidi are getting married in November.
Yep.
And you told us in the studio about 20 minutes ago that you guys are going to see each other before the wedding, try to take pictures before the wedding.
Man, thinking about it to save some time.
You're also partying. You're tempting the marriage gods. You can't do that. You can't see the bride until the wedding. That's just the rule.
Well, I think after Heidi hearing this, or her coworkers hearing this from the texts I'm getting, I don't think that's good. I think we're going to not see each other now until the wedding.
248, and I'm sure I'm looking at, we got a full rack of calls. 248-398-9279 is our studio number. Okay, let's go for this. Jay in Detroit, good morning. Hi.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Ryan's right here. Talk to him about this, please.
Okay, I'm all with it, Ryan.
Oh, what? You're good with me? You're on my side. Yeah.
No.
I'm on Ryan's side. Yeah, I've been with my husband for 34 years. Let me just say, was legally married for 30 of it.
Okay.
It's a legal document. It's a legal document. That's all it is.
That's what I think. We already have lived together for long enough, and it's like this is just the part that you got to do now, I guess.
You have to be committed in your heart, plain and simple.
Yeah.
It's not going to make you commit.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call a lot. I'm sure I'm glad I went to that line first.
1 point for Ryan.
1 point for Ryan. Thanks, Jay. Hey, thanks for listening in the morning, too. We appreciate you.
Have a great afternoon. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Claudette, you agree with us, right? You can't see the bride before the wedding.
Yeah, you don't have Claudette. You got the wrong line.
Oh, who's this?
This is Vince.
Vince, what do you think?
I think it's superstition. My wife and I lived together, saw each other the day of the wedding, and this year will be 15 years.
Okay, now change your voice to a woman and pretend to be Claudette just for a second, okay? I think it's a great idea. Well, thanks, Claudette. Oh, you're welcome. Listen every morning. Love you guys. All right, thanks, Vince.
Not a problem, guys. Keep up the good work. I love you guys.
Bye. Angie in Brighton. Oh, God. Okay, Angie in Brighton, go ahead. What do you think?
Okay, well, I got a couple of thoughts. But first of all, I want to say, you know, everyone's doing a lot of things before marriage anyway. People are living together, then they get married. They have babies, then they get married. Everything's changed up. It's not so traditional. And I just think that if it's their wedding and this is what they want, they should have that because it's their wedding. And, you know, bad karma, bad whatever. He's talking 3 years and out. I don't think he'll make it to the wedding.
Yeah, you got a point. We should be more concerned with that, Angie. You're absolutely right. He's got an over-under on his wedding.
Yeah, so I don't think we really got to worry.
Angie, you're awesome. Thanks, Angie. Thanks so much for listening.
All right, good luck.
That did not go the way I thought it would go.
I love everybody's on my side, except for I'm going to have to turn my phone off or not come home today.
So it's around 8:40 is when we get players. Tickets for the Rolling Stones. Cool? So we'll do that in about 20 minutes here. In about 10 minutes, we got to get to that Vince Neil. and the message he left for someone. Okay, we'll get back to this real quick. A ton of calls, though, on this involving our producer, Ryan, who's getting married in November to Heidi. And he was saying that they're going to see each other before the wedding. And I said, you can't do that. It's bad juju. It's bad luck. You can't do that. So far, all you guys have been really like, it's okay. It's fine. If you love each other, it doesn't matter. Whatever. 248-398-9279. One more call because she's been waiting patiently. Is it right? Beth and Armada, go ahead.
Okay. I think it's a preference, but it is a traditional superstition.
Okay.
Personally, I didn't see my husband before the wedding. But now they got a new thing. It's called the first look. Have you heard of that?
No, what? The first look?
My daughter had it. The first look is when they meet in a mutual area with a photographer. And then he turns around until the bride taps him on the shoulder. And then they capture his look on his face the first time he sees his bride.
Oh, okay.
And then they take pictures wherever at destination before the wedding. That's the new thing.
Okay, because like the first look for my wife, I was pumping a keg of beer and I looked up and there she was. Does that count?
Oh, that's a good luck. Yeah, okay.
It was a pajama party.
That's a new thing now.
Yeah, I was feeling it. All right. Well, that's a new one. Thanks, Beth.
I'll see you guys. All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, Ryan said his first look was a scene for Basic Instinct. I don't know what that means. Anyway, Jim's house. Looks all right. There's nobody there. Aaron's under the weather today, so it's Aaron and she's out. And we got Ryan and Angie, though, and I'm Big Jim. Thanks for joining us this morning. Battle of the Burbs for Rolling Stones tickets. We'll start getting players around 8:40, okay? People have been asking. We got them all week. If you win Battle of the Burbs, it's a simple trivia question. Three of them. You get two or three right. You'll win. We'll explain if you're new to the show. Hi. Okay. Cameo has become a very cool app, a very cool thing that you can do. You can get celebrities to wish you happy birthday.
Anything. We had Mark McGrath break up with a guy for a girl. Remember
that?
That's
right. So Vince Neil's doing them now, and you were telling me how much?
He got 400, highest on the Cameo website right now, $400 for Vince Neil.
Which is cool. Get to see Vince.
Give it on happy birthday, $400.
Hey, man, you got the money.
Mark McGrath only got 200 for breaking up with somebody. Enough about Mark McGrath, sorry.
Yeah, really, wow. A little Sugar Ray obsession this morning, that bud. So Vince left this message for someone for their 40th birthday. We have this posted, by the way. The keyword is
house.
And I think, well, listen closely, and some people are taking offense to this, and they've been giving him crap all over social media. I think they're wrong. Here's the message he left.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian, Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So keep on rocking, Chad the Devil, and do some feel-good stuff at four, in big old 4-0, you man. All right, see you later.
Okay, now we're going to go out on a limb here, we're just going to guess that Vince has had one or two pops when he did this message.
I hope so.
You'll see it in his eyes.
So
that's what you want, though. I don't want a sober Vince Neil telling me, you know, Call the Wild by Jack London is a great book, and I really hope you get a chance to read it on your birthday. I want him.
Oh
right?
No, I'm 100% with you. You got to be the rock stars of old. You got to keep it going your whole life.
Exactly. That's who you want. I don't want serious Vince Neil. I want this Vince Neil. And by the way, there's a word that we're not even sure about here.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian, Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So keep on rocking, Chad the Devil, and
right here.
And do some feel-good stuff at four, in big old 4-0, you man. All right. See you later.
Damn right.
Big old 4 you, man.
248-398-9279. Text this keyword, of course, is
house.
Well, anything you missed from the show, we'll send it right to you. But that word.
Keep on rocking, Chad the Devil, and do.
What is he saying?
I don't know. I love him, though.
Keep on rocking, Shadow of the Devil. And zoom, zoom.
Keep on rocking, Shadow of the Devil, and do.
Oh, he's saying Big Jim.
Am so?
I hearing that
You
wrong?
Think so?
Keep on rocking, Shadow of the Devil, and Big Jim.
Keep on rocking, Shadow of the Devil, and do.
Oh, it might be him. Big Jim.
Thanks, Vince.
Big Jim.
Keep on rocking, Shadow of the Devil, and... Big Jim.
It's Big Jim.
Oh, it might be. It sounds like it.
Call him.
Oh, I love it. More of this and more of the more of that singing. Oh, I love it.
You're all amped up today, aren't you?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. By the way, are you going to be with Heidi on your wedding night?
I was
going
to say that's only off? I'm scared to go home. But no, she texted me and said, "Nope, decided I'm not seeing you until the wedding."
Nice.
So
nice. Glad we could throw a wrench into your wedding arrangements this morning, Ryan.
Yep.
Hold on. My buddy Vince wants to say something. Hold on. Vince, what do you have for them?
Keep on rocking, shout the devil, and do.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Yeah, it's a freak fest over here. All right.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Here's another CSX classic concert event.
Grateful Dead members Mickey Hart, Bill Kreutzmann, and Bob Weir, along with John Mayer, take to the stage again.
Time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Here we go. Stones tickets up for grabs. And Pat, downriver, you guys won yesterday. You ready to do some smack talking today?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
No problem.
Oh.
Right. We'll take them down.
Now, Pat gets to do it. Pat, go ahead. Wait, what's your smack talk?
Oh, I'm taking them down. No doubt about it.
Right. That was Loreen, by the way, who's already ready. Okay, take him down to Chinatown. Here we go. Battle of the Burbs. Everybody ready to go?
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Pat, if you've got the answer, you yell out down and we'll call on you. Loreen, you're west side, so you yell out west, we'll call on you. Tim, you're east side, so you yell out east, obviously. And then remember, we'll call on you, then answer. That's important because you could give the answer away and you don't want to do that for the other players, right?
Yep.
Okay. Right, here we go. Well, Erin's not here today. She's got that sinus thing going on everybody's dealing with right now. So question number one. Which member of the Rolling Stones played Johnny Depp's dad?
West.
Loreen.
Yeah, West.
Go ahead.
Johnny Depp.
No, not Johnny Depp. I'll keep going.
No.
Played Johnny Depp's dad in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh, boy.
We well, already gave an answer, Loreen.
Down.
Pat, what's the answer? Down.
Oh, geez, I can't think of the name.
Which member of the Rolling Stones played Johnny Depp's dad in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies? Tim, nothing?
East, yeah, Keith Richards.
There it is. All right, wow. Okay. Tim, you got it, though. First one, right? Tim got it? Okay, first one here. Question number two. What candy uses the slogan, "Taste the Rainbow"?
Down.
Skittles.
Yeah.
There we go. Taste the Rainbow. Downriver with one, east side with one. Question number three. What car company brand just unveiled the new 2021 Escalade last week?
East.
West.
Tim for the win.
Ford.
No, not Ford.
Cadillac.
Who said that?
West.
Okay, wait a minute. No. Loreen said West first. Loreen, what's the answer?
Down.
Buick.
Not Buick. All right, Pat, what's the answer?
Cadillac.
There it is. Pat, you are going to see the Rolling Stones at Ford Field.
Excellent.
Loreen and Tim, hang in there. We're going to do it again tomorrow. We play around 7:20 on Wednesdays, so we'll get players around 7:10. All right, everybody?
Yep.
Thanks, Tim.
You're awesome. Pat, give us a downriver.
Erin, feel better.
Downriver.
There you go, downriver. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Attention, new car buyers. Don't miss the big savings on award-winning Ram pickups and Jeep Grand Cherokees going on now at Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Just show up, sign up, and ride.
Headed to Metro Airport? Let's get straight to the point. Parking points at U.S. Park.
Isn't it young guy, producer Ryan?
I'll tell you, FUAries just jumping up and bitter.
I'll tell you, man.
I'll tell you what, man. It was not John Gruden medical thing. I'll tell you what, man. You get that sinus infection, man, I'll knock you down, man. You're a damn man. Okay, what? I'll tell you what, man. I really like the way these boogers are spinning. Okay, stop.
Oscars on Sunday night, Eminem came out and, you know, did Lose Yourself, which is 20 years old.
Right.
So I think this is what inspired this. There's a new list out. We have this posted Keyword House. The 10 best movie theme songs from the 1980s. Now, you'll have to go look at the list to figure out the order of these, but I'm going to give you the top three. For example,
something strange.
in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
All right, that one sticks in your head. Have you seen that movie, Resident Young Guy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
I've seen that.
You make more references to Disney's Heavyweights than you do to, like, other movies. Okay, another one in the top three. All right, Resident Young Guy, have you seen Top Gun?
Oh, that's one of my top five movies. I watched it a lot as a kid.
Have you and your friends ever oiled each other up and played volleyball?
All the time.
Okay, and then one more that's in the top three. Now, tell you what the order, see if you can guess. Yeah. Seeing here in high school. Every prom in America, in 1984, this was it. Gabby, I love you so much. My name's Diane.
Right.
Yeah, Purple Rain was the bomb. I think it came out, I remember, during the summer.
This is a dumb question. Was this song made for the movie Purple Rain, or did he make it, or do the song and then used it in the movie?
Don't know. I would assume it was for the movie, because there was the soundtrack came out at the same time the movie did.
Okay, so I'm going to, all right.
Yeah, let's go crazy in Purple Rain and all that good stuff. And Darling Nikki, if you ever want to listen to the family, don't do listen to that song. Anyway, the whole list is posted, but I want to call back to one note that you weren't aware of until I told you about this morning. So 1984, Ghostbusters comes out, right? Ray Parker Jr., who you're going to call Ghostbusters. Huey Lewis immediately, boom, filed a lawsuit and wound up winning like the next year. It was settled out of court because his song, I Want a New Drug, he goes, dude, that's my song. You just ripped it off.
And I never thought of it until you played it for me, and I'm like, whoa.
Is that up there with the post, too?
Yes, that's up
there. Okay, that's up there. Keyword house. If you know what we're talking about, this is somebody mashed up Huey Lewis in the News, I Want a New Drug, and Ghostbusters. Dude.
Data.
You didn't hear what it makes it here. Yeah, it works. Okay, if you want to see this whole list, by the way, Prince has another song in the top 10 from the 80s that we all totally forgot about. Check it out. The 10 best movie theme songs from the 80s. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
house.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Dude, we are total rock stars now.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Sally, sell seashells by the seashore.
$5, please.
But CSX prefers rocks. It's time for the Sands 2020.
For 24 hours of Rolling Stones here at CSX. Text us. The key number is
24.
Yeah, it's 24. Put that in there. If you spell it out on your phone, it's fine. It'll get through there, too. And all you got to do is put your name on it and hit enter. That's it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in there, so.
Just put your name, hit enter. That's it. 24. Okay. Wednesday, we play Battle of the Burbs a little bit earlier. So, tomorrow we'll play around 7:20, which means we get players around...
7:10.
Yeah. So, east, west, and downriver for tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Ford Field. Got that. And then What Would You Do Wednesday tomorrow as well. Want to say hi to Rick, the corned beef king at Uncle Harry's Deli on Greater Mac in St. Clair Shores. Well, I think I'll be the judge of that. Sounds like we might be bumping off the City of the Week crew and heading out to Uncle Harry's Deli. Hey, Joe, that's ours. We're calling dibs on that.
At least bring some back.
No, we got to go. If you go to the king, you don't ask the king to come to the castle. Are you crazy? We go to Uncle Harry's, baby. All right. You guys be good. Aaron, get better. I know Aaron's got a sinus infection, really knocked her down, and we're all thinking about you today. So, you guys, be well. Donnie's coming in next. Goodbye.
There's something new in the oven at the Home Depot. Air Fry. Only in the Frigidaire Gallery Air Fry Electric Range. Satisfy your family's fry.